That uniform and a badge of flesh, that pepper spray, blood matted bad, the weapons of violence you expect us to sit in silence, procrastinating, just waiting, sitting here without a say. We ain't dogs to discover, so don't treat us like beasts. Get fucked up, strife kept police, cause we gon' rise to the streets. We've had enough of these beatings, the heating's turning up a notch. You tasty riots in London with burning fires, but still you defy us. So now we're rising, together we're stronger. We can't be beaten or identified, cause now we're among ya. We ain't just fools with a voice, we are the victims whose choice. We're either this or be slaves to your trade and legal apathy. Groups in your suits and your faults, taking a baby for months, hiding behind parliament seats, and say you do for us. Remember who you are, because you scum our public servants. So, you're fucking servants to us.
Police on Saturday approached several men in an alleyway, and when those men started running, one of them was shot dead by police, though he was unarmed and posing no danger to anyone. Then, as hours passed and neighbors began to protest and demand answers from police, police responded violently once again.
Ha! Michael Brown, shoot by you, Sandra Blaine. You just can't trust a word the police are saying, because they stop you in the street and proceed to put the cuffs on you. But how many people die in their custody every time they do it? It gives me more hunger. The useless cunts still haven't solved my dad's murder. And I'm saying fuck the police and their unwanted brutality. I've got that fuck the 5-0 mentality.
Bang, bang, bang. There's another innocent man up to the sky, and I feel sorry for the families, know why. How many more mothers have to cry? Not how many more people have to die?
You can see here they were shooting rubber bullets and let go of one of these dogs who ran directly at this man here, as well as that woman who was holding her baby at the time. Witnesses visibly upset and angry, and frankly, many of them say they were scared for their lives.
How many times have you been accused of the wrong shit? I got beat up off the cops with the daft sticks. I was in the bad books cause my uncle cracked coots. It's not inheritance, it's the police that breed coots. Reciting the same story again and again. He was a danger to himself, he was a danger to my men. But time and time, those apparent criminals couldn't defend themselves. Defend themselves. Shit, hear the gunshots, I guess I'm running now. There's no way I'm standing getting shot like a clown. Not a chance, I may be fat, but I'd rather take one as I ran away in the back. Like Walter Scott, RIP man. Poor old guy didn't even have a fucking chance. Then there's Michael Brown, shit. One little town almost shut America down.
Is that crime is going down, yet at this point somehow Americans are more likely to be killed by police than by terrorists, which is kind of incredible to think about. Looking at these numbers we found provides a little perspective on that. In 2011, 17 people killed by terrorism, with 393 killed by police, and then in 2012, 10 were killed by terrorism, with 410 people killed by police.